So if you're in the search for a new job, you could be a back scratcher. Pays $130 per hour.
A back scratcher?
Back scratcher. Yeah.
So you have to, like, scratch a celebrity back?
Or just a random person.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of pricey.
In a week or two, it's going to be in Cool Springs. There's going to be 50 wellness centers for scratching your back.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll just stick to my husband. Thank you.
There you go.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Last week, Jimmy, you weren't here, and Gina filled in and did great.
Thank you.
I heard stellar reviews.
Yes.
Now people are going to have to be disappointed with the regular version.
No, those are big shoes to fill. I felt a lot of pressure, so I'm glad you're back.
All right. The rules are we tell terrible jokes, dad jokes, if you will, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
We're trying not to laugh, and it's easy for a while.
It is.
All right, Woody. I posted a selfie with no caption, and people commented, "Get well soon."
I'm lost. That one lost me.
I looked sick.
Oh.
Yeah. See, the selfie wasn't very good.
Oh.
The best jokes need to be explained.
I'm sorry.
I think so, too.
It's okay. Sorry. It's early.
It was a good warm-up joke.
Yeah.
Jim, last night I put some satin sheets on the bed, and I put on my satin pajamas and jumped into bed. Ended up in my neighbor's yard.
Yep.
It's a little slippery.
Woody, I told our boss I was going to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say which one. I went to the one at my house.
Good. Jim, I can only remember 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. Time-tested comedy.
I bought an impressionist painting of some flowers, but when I got back home, the cat just scratched it.
Oh, no.
Now I'm trying to sell it as a Claude Monet. Did that hurt as much on the receiving end?
I think so. I think it was painful on both ends. Okay. Jim, my dad told me to always remember to poop before going for a run.
All right.
Probably wasn't his best advice, but it was a solid number two.
The Lord said to John, "Come forth, and you shall receive eternal life." But John came fifth and received a toaster.
I like that. Jim, I once drove an old funeral coach through the Sahara Desert with all the signs removed. That's right. I've been through the desert on a hearse with no name. I couldn't wait for that joke to be over.
Okay. It doesn't count if I laugh at how much you hate
That's an incidental laugh. All right. Doesn't count in the actual competition.
My wife, Jen, told me that, you know, she thought we'd have fewer arguments if I didn't always correct her.
Mm.
And I told her, I think you mean less arguments.
Actually. Jim, what is a lion and a witch doing in my wardrobe?
I don't know.
None your business. Narnia. Narnia.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Once again.
I thought it was naan, like a little like Mediterranean bread.
No. Yeah. Oh, that's
naan,
good.
Naan, your business.
You know, it's as funny either way.
You're right. Not very.
Mm.
Woody, do you know what a labubu is?
I do, but what are you going to tell me?
It's when French people hurt themselves.
Labubu.
Labubu.
Oh, labubu. Jim, what's a Jedi's favorite dessert?
I don't know.
Obi-Wan cannoli.
I can't believe I laughed at that.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The New York Post has published the latest results of people who say this is the most attractive hobby a man can have, according to women.
Oh, okay.
They say of all the hobbies he could have, if he's a reader, he's a keeper.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, he's not the most exciting guy. He's not juggling, flaming torches.
But, yeah.
But he's also
solid.
Yeah, he's going to be around. Okay. He's got the patience.
It's a green flag.
All right, green flag. We like that. Okay.
Exactly.
They're making another Air Bud movie. It's Air Bud Returns. And they're taking auditions. If you have a golden retriever you think can play basketball.
Okay.
You can go to returns.airbud.com and you can put in your application. A little video presentation, that kind of stuff.
We were, your dog we could be a movie star. Golden Retriever compilation videos last night.
Aww, they're adorable.
They're so cute.
They're the friendliest, happiest dogs. Yeah. Always look like they have a smile on their face.
Oh, yeah.
So the beloved Loveless Cafe is stepping back in time. Every Wednesday from 4 to close this month, they are going to have their old menu back from 1951. Oh. And they're, I wouldn't say their original prices because I don't know. I wasn't born then. I wasn't around then.
That's what they're saying.
But they're saying.
We question this.
Yeah. But you can get meals for under $7. So that's still a steal.
That's a good deal for 2025, but maybe not as big a deal in the 50s or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. I was not alive then, but from watching old movies, $7, you could feed an entire baseball team.
Right.
Back then.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
From our Eurostone Studios, how was our weekend, y'all?
It was good. It was busy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'll do the quickest version. Friday night, we did a drive-in movie at church.
And very cool.
It was a beautiful night, and that was fun. Saturday night, went out to a horror movie with my daughter and her husband.
Ooh. Oh, you saw, what is it, Weapons?
Weapons.
Oh, yeah, with the kids.
Deliciously fun movie.
Is it really?
Ooh. Yeah, it's a good
check
horror.
It out.
If you like Hereditary and Insidious and a bunch of those kinds of movies, it's perfect.
Cool. All right.
And then we had a hockey game last night, kind of late, but we weren't expected to win, and we did.
Yay!
Nice.
You guys been killing it.
I know.
Very nice. Yeah. Saturday I went to City Auto in Murfreesboro. We had a little get together out there.
Yeah.
And they had barbecued ribs, and I ate ribs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. For people that don't know this, this is a major milestone in Woody's life because I don't think you've eaten ribs since I've known you. The world was in black and white.
I have texture issues, so if they're sticky, I don't want to touch them with my fingers.
Yeah.
I always said I would eat ribs if somebody would feed them to me.
Was it peer pressure?
It was dry ribs, so it was dry rub.
Okay.
So
I've been. Wait, did you like them?
I liked them.
Nice.
I've been telling you
I
for
even brought
20 years.
A rack home.
I go, oh, you don't like sticky things. Try dry ribs, and you're like, no, I don't like sticky things. It's not sticky. I don't like sticky things.
We're doing another one in 2 weeks, and they're going to be back there with the ribs. So come by.
Right.
It's all free. It'd be very cool.
I'm coming too.
We also we watched Wednesday on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The episodes are available now. And yesterday we went and saw Freakier Friday.
How was it?
It was freakier. It was pretty, I love
the original.
Yeah, it's actually pretty much what you expect.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of the same movie in a different package, but it was fun.
Oh, nice.
We liked it.
Gina, you road tripped.
Yes, Friday we drove all day down to New Orleans, and that's where my husband's from. I clearly am sick, so he got me sick. That's been great.
Nice.
Saturday, woke up, ran some errands, and then we went to his cousin's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was really pretty. It was the shortest ceremony I have ever. I don't think it lasted longer than 2 minutes.
Really?
I'm not exaggerating.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
Do you?
Okay, goodbye.
Literally.
I kind of like that.
As a witness, it was awesome. But yeah, I was like, wait, is this it? It was so crazy. And then Sunday we met with some more family members and then drove back up. So yeah, it was a quick trip down there, but it was good.
Move has been busted.
Yeah.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. So ChatGPT, it's such a big part of our life now.
For a lot of people, it's super important. And it's changed how we are, and we've changed how we use it. In fact, they went to look at how people are using ChatGPT, and the number one use, a year ago, was to generate ideas, brainstorming, things like that.
Yeah.
Right? The number one use for it now, for the current year, therapist and companion.
No way.
Really?
People are absolutely pouring their lives out for ChatGPT to counsel them, give them advice, let them know what they think of the things going on in their lives. It's big enough that Illinois just passed a law.
They banned AI therapists.
Right.
Good.
A therapist can use AI, but they can't use it in place of actually doing therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what people are doing. They're spending, and that's why they got so mad when the latest ChatGPT 5 came out a couple of days ago.
Okay.
They said, you took my friend away.
Oh, you took my therapist.
Because it had some problems.
Go outside and touch some grass.
Yeah, no kidding.
The youngest person in the room says, go out, touch some grass.
Touch grass.
Touch some grass, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Gina, this probably love you.
That's a rabbit hole that we don't want to go down.
Well,
I mean, as humanity.
I mean, we can say like, yeah, that's the way to go. But for a ton of people who don't have connection to anybody,
that's
what they're doing. I read an incredible article, long magazine article, in which somebody actually invited, he was like a writer who invited a bunch of couples where the one person in the couple was AI and the other person is human, and they went on a couples retreat together.
Oh my God.
So it's like a person with their iPad is their partner.
They just can't go swimming together.
This is a thing. They're therapists and they're companions.
Well, I know a lot of people will use it if they're texting with somebody. Like, I know, like, back in the day, my son would say, okay, I'm talking to this girl. What should I say?
Right.
But he'd want advice from me. But now it's ChatGPT.
Yeah.
He'll tell you, you know, like, tell her this, tell her that.
Yeah. That's so common. I have people that I talk to, especially teenagers.
They're just afraid to do anything on their own.
Yeah, where I've texted him like, hey, is this a thing? Oh, yeah, me and all my friends do this. Did you ask ChatGPT what to say to respond to my text about this? Yes, I did.
Jeez.
Facts.
We definitely need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the walk around the neighborhood.
Normally with our mood boost, we like to give you something inspiring or maybe heartwarming. Sometimes just something funny.
Yeah.
Kayla is a woman who lives outside of Vancouver, British Columbia, in a wooded area, and a bear got in her house.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
But the bear was chased away by Scout, her dog, who
is
a six-pound Pomeranian.
No way.
Oh, little giant.
Yeah, it's not the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog.
I was surprised, but also he's scary when he's mad. It was around noon, and I was in the washroom getting ready. He came sprinting around the corner, and I just saw the bear running out of our kitchen, and he chased it out of the house. He just likes to assert his dominance. Or like, well,
that's awesome.
Chased it out of the house and out of the yard. The bear is probably still running.
I heard that barking almost ran out of the studio.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's great. I love that.
Cool.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro.
Gina, you took a very pregnant road trip.
Yes. Yeah, down to Louisiana.
Yeah.
How long of a drive is it to where you had to go?
It's about 8 hours.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
You were hesitant about going because you were going to have to stop a lot to pee.
Yeah.
Right.
I've kind of trained my bladder. I mean, I go like every hour now, you know, when we have our breaks and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the bathroom and everything. So
you've trained your bladder.
Kind of trained my bladder, yeah. And the doctor did confirm my daughter is sitting on my bladder.
Yeah, which makes it a little bit more urgent.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was nervous that we'd have to stop like every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so based on, you gave us a little bit of information when you started the trip. You texted us.
Yeah.
And that, how long did you go before you had to stop to pee?
So the first time I peed was Bucky's in Athens, Alabama. I don't know.
Probably Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
Georgia's out of the way.
Yeah,
that's a little farther in the other direction.
So how many hours in would you say that was?
That was about an hour and a half.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad start.
Not terrible.
Bucky's is a great place to pee.
It is. That's why I went.
Oh, yeah.
Even if I didn't have to go, I would have pushed it out.
Just
for the experience.
It's the excuse to get the brisket.
Yeah. All right, I want to play a game. So did you keep track of how many times you stopped on the way there and the way back?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So let's play kind of like a Price is Right game, Woody, where we have to guess how many times Gina had to stop the car to pee without going over.
Now, are we counting on the way there and the way back?
Yep, both trips.
Okay,
so
both
combined.
Trips. Okay, so combined about, 16 hours on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Without going over, I'm going to guess 23 times.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, because I think that's really high.
Okay.
I'm going to go...
You go with $1?
Two stops. Because if you go over, you lose.
I know. I think I blew it.
I probably would have put it at 8, but I'm just going to go really low to win this game.
Okay.
Gina, how many times?
So
both ways.
Combined both ways, it was 8. I only stopped 8 times.
8 times?
I only stopped 8 times.
Wow. You have a bladder of steel.
I'm very proud of myself. And my husband was so nice. You know, he's like, if you need to stop, we can stop. But I didn't want to stop. Like, it's already a long
car ride. You wanted to get there.
Yeah, I just want to get there. So we stopped 4 times on the way there. And then we stopped 4 times on the way back. We stopped 1 extra time because we ended up getting, like, a pizza and had to wait for it. But I didn't go to the bathroom.
It wasn't pee related.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think I gained high because I'm used to going on car trips with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they all have to pee at different times.
I was pretty uncomfortable, though. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It was hard. So we have to go back down in November, and I'll be very pregnant then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we might have to stay overnight somewhere and break it up because it's... hard. And my sister,
it's a lot.
My sister, who's pregnant too, she was like, well, yeah, just stop every hour and walk for 10 minutes. No, I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
The goal is not to make everything take longer.
That literally would take over an hour longer.
Right.
No. Yeah. So we will stop somewhere.
Sarah says, nope.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where the comedy train comes to a screeching halt.
Yeah. Woody and Jim joke off. If either one of us laughs at each other's joke, we lose.
All right. Shall I begin?
Yes.
Jim, you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
No.
He made a mint.
Ooh.
It was not a laugh. It was a choke.
I choked on the joke.
I saw my wife, Jen, slightly drunk, yelling at the TV.
Really?
Don't go in there. Don't go in there. Don't go in the church. She was watching our wedding video again.
I like that. You made it personal. Jim, a woman told me that she thought she recognized me from a vegetarian club, but I swear I've never met her before. Oh, my God. I screwed that up so bad.
The delivery was awesome.
Yeah.
It's terrible, but it was probably
I've never met herbivore there. That's how it should have been. Even though it still wasn't funny, that's how it would have been corrected.
Oh.
Had he shown up for rehearsal.
Yes. Okay. Can't even read my own writing.
Woody, my dad once told me that if I put a potato on my swim trunks, I'll attract more women. He forgot to tell me to put the potato in front.
Uh-oh. Jim's caught it, too.
The wheels are coming off.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, I got you last time with the Star Wars joke. Maybe lightning will strike twice. Jim, why couldn't Luke Skywalker find love?
I don't know.
He was looking in Alderaan places.
Oh.
Woody, I lost 3 fingers on my right hand. So I asked my doctor, will I still be able to write with it? He said, maybe, but I wouldn't count on it.
Wouldn't count on it. Jim, I've been diagnosed with sausage phobia. I fear the worst.
Salons always have hair on the floor. Garages always have oil on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Banks, what's your problem?
That makes sense. Jim, if King Kong went to Hong Kong to play ping pong... and he died, what would they put on top of his coffin?
I don't know.
A lid.
My ex wanted to humiliate me once in front of her friends, so she told them I was useless in bed. You should have seen the reaction on her face when they disagreed.
There we go.
Right. Studley Jim strikes again.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Over the weekend, there was a NASCAR race at Watkins Glen. A guy named Connor Zillis, he won the race and then got out of the car. And what they do is they always dance in the car and celebrate.
Yeah. Yep.
He fell off the roof of the car and broke his collarbone.
Ow.
It looks bad.
It did. I guess he had to have a CT scan because he hit his head, too. His father had a sense of humor and says, well, I guess now Connor pooping himself when he was 7 is no longer the most embarrassing thing ever happened to him.
Except maybe having that story told.
Yeah, yes. No kidding.
Yeah. So I guess early last week, mass thieves in a town just south of L.A. stole $7,000 worth of Labubu dolls.
Well, that's like four of them?
Yeah, right? This is crazy
expensive.
Super
expensive, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I guess they broke into the place and then hauled them away in the pickup truck. And I guess the entire store stash gone.
Oh, no.
Wow.
They cleaned them out. And I guess the store is asking anybody who knows where these incredibly ugly and overpriced dolls are, please tip off the police.
It is nightmare fuel. Totally Hits 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Just what we all love, some traffic updates.
Yeah.
This one only affects us at night, though. So from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. every night starting tonight and going till the rest of August, they're going to have triple lane closures both ways on I-40 right by the airport. So there's going to be down to like one lane both ways.
That's brutal.
Brutal.
No.
So just be prepared if you have a late night flight or something. Get there early. And if you're traveling, just be smart.
The construction and changes near the airport may have ruined my life from here on out.
Oh, no.
Week and a half ago.
Yes.
We were going to go to the airport. And I allotted several hours before the flight to get to the airport. Like, you know, you get there two hours before. My wife wanted to get there 9-10 hours before, right? That's kind of the difference, you know.
Right.
I don't give as much. She gives a lot of extra time.
Yeah.
We missed our flight.
Did you really?
There were three things. There was construction near the airport, which never happens at that time. And one of our coworkers, Atticus, was stuck in it too.
Yeah.
45 minutes. They were just moving construction equipment across the road.
What?
Sat there for 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Lost that. Then my wife ordered an Uber because we parked here at work, and we were going to go over to the airport, and all the Uber drivers kept going into a different address. And
what?
I know. We have a big sign with the numbers of our address up on the, and so she was putting that in because I was driving.
Yeah, it's a big light up sign.
Yeah.
And so we would wait for a driver, and then they would like be a mile away, parked somewhere. Where are you? And so there were three attempts to get an Uber driver to get us to the airport. And then, of course, there's a long walk between the Uber area
like
and the airport.
Yeah.
They make it as inconvenient as possible.
Uh-huh. Plane left.
No, without you.
Left.
How rude.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. Wow. And it was terrible. And now forever, we had to catch a later flight. Forever, we're going to have to go 9 hours early for everything. Not just planes.
Oh,
because she proved you right.
I told you so.
Now
I'm
screwed.
Yeah.
Because generally, like, she doesn't want to be late. And she considers, like, if you walk in during the trailers of a movie, you're late.
Right.
Yeah, that's just, yeah,
like, where I know, like, I said, well, do you want to watch? Because you want to watch all those? She's like, no. Okay. It said 7 o'clock, and we walked in at 5 after 7. And we're late. I said, and there's another 25 minutes of trailers and ads. And she's like, we're late. Forget it. Let's go home.
Oh,
and I'm going to now, because I didn't give 9 hours
and we
missed that flight.
Yeah.
From now until I die, I have to go to everything early and I can't say anything about it.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. All right. Hold on. It's time for Gender Wars. Brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor-outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, which is structuregroup.us. We have Ann in White's Creek for the ladies. We have John in Las Casas for the guys. Good morning, you guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, we have a warm-up, get-acquainted question for you.
Yeah, let's start with Ann. What's one thing that you can cook really well?
Okay, so I am going to tell you the highlight of my cooking career was winning banana bread first in the county in junior high.
Wow.
In the county.
Damn.
That's great.
So good.
And ever since then, it's kind of gone downhill.
You peaked in junior high. So did a lot of people that I went to junior high with.
All right, John, you tell us something that you can cook well.
I can cook eggplant parmesan very well.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's tough.
That's a favorite. That's good. Okay, you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin with multiple choice questions.
All right, Anne, is holy shnikes A famous quote from Tommy Boy, Wayne's World, or Happy Gilmore?
I'm going to say Happy Gilmore.
No, it's from Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy? Okay.
Holy okay. Shnikes.
No score yet.
Okay, John, were the Plastics yes. the group of snobby mean girls in High School Musical, Grease, or Mean Girls?
High School Musical.
Mm. No, Mean Girls.
Yeah, you actually accidentally gave him the answer, but he ignored it.
But it didn't help.
All
so.
Right.
Hey. Did I?
Yeah. You said, what's the group of snotty mean girls in Mean Girls?
Oh.
That's all right.
Sometimes there's extra cues.
That's right. That's right. None of us were paying attention. It's great. And the Boston yeah. Celtics famously play in what color uniforms?
Green
is right.
Yeah.
Okay, she has scored first.
Nice.
All right, John, what is Beyonce's last name? John?
Screw.
All right.
We were just going to buzz you.
Okay,
no.
Anne, what is Beyonce's last name?
Knowles with a K.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
There you go.
You're right.
Even gives us the silent letter. Can John come back?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
She's got a 2-0. Wrapped this up.
All right. Congratulations, Anne.
Thank you.
We've got tickets for you to go to the PBR, and we're going to give you a certificate of bragification. And we're all giving you an air high five through
yes.
the radio.
Yeah, we are.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I've got a couple of things. I got a meeting, and I probably should move along. But I was driving in the dark last night. I couldn't see. And I've got the yellowed headlights because, you know, my car's 10 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think I'm going to try. I've got a little kit. To try to clear those up.
Oh, that's
nice.
Cool.
It was dangerous.
Wow. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It can be scary.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah.
I got some bills to pay, and I'm thinking about getting a haircut.
Ooh, nice.
Perhaps I will.
Thinking about a haircut. That's your main activity.
I want to commit, 8 minutes to great clips.
I have a couple meetings. I'm hoping to get a nap in and kind of shake this thing that I have going on. And that's pretty much it for me. And unpacking. I'm going to try and unpack. Usually it takes me a couple weeks. But
that open suitcase for weeks and
that's
you just keep
right,
tripping
right.
over it.
Until animals start crawling in it.
Yeah.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM.